adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Stryker
and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
There goes the neighborhood. Yeah, this is Loveline. Welcome, you guys. Hopefully you survived the weekend. If you went to New Orleans, hopefully you survived there. You got some beads. You gave up beads. You ended up on Girls Gone Bad Video 7. You never know. Drew, what's up?
You sound a little hoarse. Were you yelling during the event?
Consuming and yelling.
It was a great game.
I had a lot of talking to do during that game. It was a fantastic game. Yeah. And then I was screaming on Saturday watching Arizona play Stanford in basketball. And don't play Who Cares, Anderson. And
Who cares?
I do. Thank you very much. So, just fantastic weekend.
Good.
Oh, man. And tonight's a cool night because, I'm hosting Loveline. That's mediocre. But the cool thing about tonight is Jason Schwartzman is sitting to my right.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, Jason was just telling us off the air just as we got on. I thought you guys had, like, a huge production. I thought
growing up, as a teenager listening to the show, I expected a much bigger production here, 80 people at keyboard screening calls.
Well, you expected, like, at least something resembling state-of-the-art technological equipment, electronic
and
equipment.
Now you have Drew, who obviously is super smart, and then I'm sitting here in some 80-year-old sweats, but I got the cool,
great.
Well, thanks, man.
It's beautiful. No, I really did. I imagine, just a Kubrick-style, futuristic. But it's cute. I mean, it's cute.
It's cute.
Instead, we have this cute little studio.
It's nice what you guys have here.
Can serve no purpose anymore.
Something like that.
Goodbye.
So from now until about 11 o'clock, you're going to hang out. Then at 11, we'll bring in some of the boys from your band, Phantom Planet.
Yes, I believe Alex and Sam from Phantom Planet.
And you're in a new movie coming out pretty soon.
Oh, it came out on Friday, Slackers.
Oh, Slackers.
Yeah.
And
there's another one coming out after that, too.
Well, how many things you want to plug tonight? You got a band, you got two movies, what else?
That's it.
What about the porn career? How's that thing going?
Not so good.
He wrapped that up.
Damn it.
Yeah, I got out early.
Tell us about Slackers for people that don't know that much about it or haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's a R-rated, crazy flick about a character who I play named Cool Ethan, who is absolutely obsessed with this girl played by James King. Who's a former supermodel.
She is.
And basically, I catch these slacker guys cheating on this midterm, and I have evidence that they've cheated, so I use that evidence as blackmail to basically get me the girl, or I will kick them out of school.
Right.
They help you get the girl?
Right, and using all their sort of techniques. They have the school wired, and so using all
their airline pilots, their FBI,
their everything. They download the emails. They go through all the clothes. They get everything. The Cosmo Girl surveys, whatever. And in the process of kind of getting trying to get information on this girl, one of the guys falls in love with her, and she falls for him. And then I find out, and I lose my mind. And it's war, and it's dirty, and it's crazy, and it's sick and fun, and it's smart too.
It came out 3 days ago.
Yeah, and
very cool.
It's phenomenal.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw you on Letterman the other night, and the night after that as well. You had a double feature.
Yeah.
And you're very funny on there, and I can't believe it was between you and Haley Jill Osment for The Sixth Sense.
I know. I let him have it, though.
How did you swing two nights in a row?
Well, actually, it was supposed to be one night. We were supposed to get myself and Phantom Planet on the show.
Oh, I see.
But it didn't work out. Yeah, but because Tim Russert, this political commentator, was on. And it was great, though. It was great to be on there twice. I love Dave Letterman.
Me
too. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, yeah.
And to just, to be on there once is so amazing.
And then back-to-back with the band, drumming, Paul Schaefer watch it.
I got to say, though, being on there solo was so scary that once I finished, just to play drums and to be on, it was such a...
Cake.
It was cake.
Right?
Only thing I told myself was, don't drop a stick. If you drop a stick, you can never have sugar again for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I didn't drop a stick.
There you go.
So
you like sugar.
I had a donut on the way over here.
Yeah. From where?
Stan's Donuts.
I like Stan's Donuts.
There you go.
It's a big round donut if you don't live in L.A. It's right by the airport. I love there. My dad used to go there Saturday mornings and bring them home. Then
basically,
he got tubby.
It's the huge donut on top of the donut stand that Homer Simpson always tries to grab and eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much better described than me. All right. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Schwartzman is here for questions and comments, and he'll talk about anything the hell you want. Jamie, 19, you're on Loveline.
Wait, before you talk, Jamie, this is so cool.
Forget that.
I've always wanted to call into this show, let alone, I can't believe we're actually taking cars.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
Plus, you're about as smart as I am, I think, so our advice is...
You're going to get over this real fast.
Okay.
Relax.
All right, Jamie, hit me. Talk, Jim.
Okay, hey.
I'm wondering, okay, I'm wanting to, like, move out, but, like, I don't know how to tell the people that I'm living with.
Who are you living with? Move out to the West Coast, move out of the house, what are you talking about?
There are a couple of, like, ex-cons, and I don't want to...
Watch the language.
Can we keep talking to him, or are you going to cut him off? No, Anderson got rid of him.
You're done. Oof. He lives with ex-cons, and he wants to move out.
Yeah, I don't understand why you moving on, unless he has some sort of financial obligation, which he merely has to fulfill, at which point he can move on.
So, good advice so far, Jason. You're doing really well. Kirk, one for one. Kirk, you're 21 on Loveline.
What's up, guys? What's up, Schwartzman?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm cool in the gang, man. How are you doing?
not too shabby.
Not too shabby. My question is for Dr. Drew. Maybe he can answer this, or maybe Mr. Carolla can be a smartass about it. I don't know.
Sure.
What I'm wondering is, why do doctors call it a practice? You know what I'm saying? Like, my practice is over on the west side, or, you know what I'm saying?
They also call it a practice of law.
Right, or a practice of law. Why is it? Is it? Because my theory is the only things I can think of are, like, the doctor's practicing, and if he screws up, you know, it doesn't count. It was just practice.
Who cares?
Let's see if it says
all right. Thanks, Anderson.
Unacceptable.
There you go.
Unacceptable.
Yes. And you're gay, and you're fat.
The condition of being efficient through systematic exercise.
Are you actually answering?
Here it is. Here's the definition. The definition of practice is the continuous exercise of a profession.
Whatever.
So it's just a separate meaning for the word practice that he only knows to mean to repeat over and over or to become proficient at. Right. It has a wholly separate definition, which is the continuous exercise of a profession.
Okay. You're still practicing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I got to say, whenever I've cut down on my workload, I've noticed that, you know, your expertise suffers. You know, you have to really do this a lot all the time.
Are you going to fall behind?
It's amazing.
Everyone's moving forward, right?
Because when you're doing it a lot of the time, it comes so naturally. You think it's like ice skating or something.
Right.
It's like, well, this is no big deal. But you cut back, all of a sudden, it's like, holy God. It's like
drugs. You know, if you're still living in the 70s, you're way behind. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the X now.
Do you get all the medical journals and keep up with all the medicines and stuff?
Yep.
Pam.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 16 on Loveline.
Yeah. Hi, guys. First of all, I'd really like to say I really like the show. Like, I listen to it every night, and I think it's the coolest thing.
We really like Chicago, that's good.
Chicago's kind of boring right now, but whatever. And I also, last night I was listening, because we have it, like, the delayed, whatever, and Drew and someone else were talking about the Super Bowl, and it was like, yeah, the Rams are totally going to win, and I thought it was really fun. It was like
Sunday
night
there.
You and I have a jackass.
It was you and I.
Yeah, that was me, Pam.
It was so funny.
My name is Regis,
Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah, it was like an hour or so after the game. I was just like, they didn't win. It was really kind of funny.
Wow.
Well, there you go. It's, again, the miracle of the high-tech studio we live in here. What's up, Pam?
I'm on this diet right now. It's kind of like the Atkins diet, I think. I don't know. But
the what?
Like,
Atkins diet.
Atkins diet. So you're on a high-protein,
low-carb,
high-fat.
Yeah, what mine is like for breakfast and lunch, I'll have vegetables and protein with like no snacks, and I can have whatever I want for dinner.
Okay.
And it's working pretty well. It's a pretty slow process, but I guess it's kind of healthy.
Yeah, it sounds like you really should be eating another meal with protein in the morning, too, and maybe not go nuts at night like it sounds like you might be inclined to do.
Pam, I found a fantastic bar to eat, and it's called Something 9. Jason, I don't know if you know. It only has one carb, 22 proteins.
Yeah.
I'm gonna burst in here. I used to eat a lot of the bars.
Yeah.
I used to, you know.
They're high calorie.
But I gotta say something. I really don't. I'd rather have
food.
A couple pieces of chicken or something with the same amount. Because I don't believe in all the chemicals and all the. There's stuff in there that's gotta be just as weird for your body.
Be that as it may, it's much more satisfying to have a meal.
Yeah.
And meals.
My question is actually, just today, I recently tried that Metabolife stuff. Like
Metabolife.
It's because this is really slow, and like I haven't been losing weight for like a month or 2 months so far.
Are you working out at all?
I do work out like three, four times a week.
You do cardio?
I run for about 20 minutes, and then I lift a little weights, but then sometimes during the week I dance.
You should bump up your cardio like 15 minutes.
Yeah, much better than taking any substances. Metabolite, at least it used to, have a stimulant in it. And, anything that actually works is going to have a pharmacologic effect.
Exactly.
So it's much better you take a really, truly balanced diet with real food, meaning well-cooked, you know, meats, vegetables, fruits, fresh, you know, stuff out of the ground, And then exercise like crazy. Not like, not crazy crazy, but at least 20 minutes of, you know what actually is a good diet, believe it or not, is that,
seafood diet.
Was it Diet for Life guy? That's a pretty good one.
But is it one that I'm on now? Does it like seem okay?
Well, it seems a little bit erratic that you need, you tend to, if you eat a lot at some point during the day, it tends to change the way you're, people theorize maybe it's your insulin metabolism that drives your blood sugar down and increases your hunger. So you really want to keep a uniform, more balanced intake throughout the day. So vegetables, protein in the morning, again at lunch.
Do you diet, Dr. Drew?
I try to be healthy.
What about you, Jason?
I do. Is it, can I ask you, do you think looking this good comes naturally?
I think you work at it with a bunch of Twinkies in the morning.
Did you see my body?
No,
I haven't seen it yet. This is a beautiful, this is a work of art.
How about when you get a movie role? Do you consciously work out to just...
Well, I did this movie, this spun movie, this, where I played Crystal Meth Addict, and I had like 3 weeks to try and lose as much weight as possible, and I couldn't really go too crazy, but I remember I was drinking, I would have these shakes. Mm-hmm. I'd have one shake in the morning, one shake at night, and then a no-carb meal, like a piece of chicken or something for dinner. And it was crazy. And I'd take all these herbs, and I was getting acupuncture. It was crazy.
But how much did you drop in 3 weeks?
A lot of weight, like 22 pounds or something.
Jesus.
Crazy. But I still look like...
Most of that ends up being muscle, though.
Yeah, I still look like an idiot. But is it true that your metabolism slows down at night? Is it true, like, to eat a late meal is bad for you?
I heard from this guy named Steve that says it's not super true.
I would... I don't know the science well enough to comment.
And by the way, if you need someone to come in that does health stuff, I got a guy. I just thought of it.
Okay. But he's a, what is he?
A health author guy that helped me out, and is so smart. He's on like Good Morning America.
Dietary.
Like that. Yeah.
Dietary guy. And there is, I think he's sort of right. Personally, it's my opinion, but I don't know the science well enough to respond, you know, responsibly. But the point is, it equalizes out anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's total caloric intake for a day.
I'm with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with that.
Because right after this...
Yeah?
Where are you going? You're going to donuts again.
Yeah.
But
yes.
What does really affect things is exercise. I swear to God, exercise is so much more important than anything else in terms of staying healthy, feeling good, staying healthy longest. That is the most important
thing. Jump rope.
Whatever it is. Whatever you'll do. Whatever the exercise is you'll do is the one
you
should do.
Lori.
Sorry.
Yes. No, Jason, you're good. You're 50. What's going on?
No, I'm 28.
Oh, 28. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have this question. I had a female experience before I was married, and my husband's wanting us to get engaged in a three-way now.
You're lesbian.
Drew, please, let her finish.
I'm not really a lesbian, but I do kind of have fantasies, but I...
Yeah.
This is the first real question. I'm nervous. I started to blush.
I'm afraid to act out on it, you know, because I'm afraid it'll interfere with our marriage.
It will.
A really great marriage.
A great marriage where the husband's trying to push you into a threesome.
Well, he's not really pushing, but he does have the fantasy.
All right, well, let him, if he has any other weird fantasies that could be destructive, allow them to stay with him. It doesn't mean you have to go act on these things. It sounds like you kind of want to do this, and you want to use the threesome as an excuse to have another same-sex experience again. But you're married. You're committed. You're in a monogamous relationship. You diminish the safety and health of that relationship if you go act out with someone else.
Whether you're married or not married, that's going to screw up a relationship from what I gather from listening all the time. Correct, Drew?
Correct. I'm getting an echo. Am I the only one?
I am, too.
Yeah, we got a heavy-duty echo.
Can I have more echo on my voice? I want to sound like...
You're a drummer. Please be quiet.
What's that, Lori?
Is it coming from my end?
It might be. It might be. I turn the radio off.
Jason, don't you think that every guy pretty much wants to have a threesome? Or at least thinks about it every so often?
No, I think that's a reasonable thing for guys to
think. But it's not reasonable
about.
To force your mate into it.
Yeah, I mean, an unmarried 28-year-old would be thinking about it, but a 28-year-old is married, shouldn't we?
Well, it's like we both kind of think about it.
I know, Lori, you want to use this as an excuse to go ahead and have another lesbian experience, but... You're a lesbian. No, there's a reason that it shouldn't happen. It's not good for your marriage.
Okay.
Okay, if you really... Do you have kids?
No.
All right, well, how long have you been married?
Maybe she should do it then.
Yeah,
how long have you been married?
We've been married 3 years.
What's up with you? You have all this ambivalence about... Why'd you get married if we want to have other experiences?
Well, I only did it once.
Yeah, but you want to do it again. Why did you get married if you're interested in fooling around?
I like men more.
But why did you get married?
I have a great idea for Lori. Lori, move to L.A., become a porn star, but stay married.
Oh, yeah, there is that option.
You want.
There is
an option. I can introduce you to a couple of porn people out here.
You know a lot of vivid people, don't you, Jason?
No.
Yes, you do.
But can I ask you, does that mean, though, that no... You can't. That's but if you get married, of course you're always going to have. Are you ever
fantasy? Right. Sure, of course. You're not. But
I mean, I'm not.
But you contain it. You don't. You don't go after the intern in your executive office. You know.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
That's what I'm talking about, Michael.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 13 on Loveline.
I just want to ask Dr. Drew something. Yeah. Why do they sterilize lethal injections?
That's a great question.
What?
Why do they sterilize legally? Why do they bother?
Oh, they're
going
to die anyways. Why clean the thing
without
alcohol?
Why bother with sterile technique?
What's the answer?
I don't know. That's a great question.
It's genius.
Maybe it's it's a genius question. Maybe it's to avoid, in case there's an earthquake and somebody slips and somebody standing nearby should get stuck with a needle. I don't know. That's
Have you witnessed
question.
One of those before?
No.
How about the hanging?
No.
Shooting?
No.
Anything?
Many a death, but of natural God's
really?
Causes.
Yikes. Matt.
Hey, one thing I realized, when you go in internal medicine, people come to general medical doctors to die.
Hmm.
It's a common thing.
20, Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Hey, so I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2.5 years.
And you want to have a threesome with a guy?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right. Disregard the... the wisecrack.
All right, so, you know, everything's been going all right. She's 24, I'm 20. And, you know, I'm in college right now. I don't go to a community college, by the way. And, you know, I think it's just time for me to move on, but I don't really know how to say that, you know. She's a cool chick, but I don't really know how to, like, end it.
You've been dating her for 2.5
Since
years?
Since you were 17.
Well, just 18.
And how old is
right
she?
After I turned 18.
How old is she?
24.
She's 24 now.
Is this her first boyfriend relationship?
I don't know. I think it's kind of our first serious relationships that we've both had.
I beg your pardon, Matt. You've been with her 2.5 years. You don't know whether this is her first boyfriend or not?
Oh, well, this isn't her first boyfriend, but I think this is our first serious relationships that we have had.
She's gone on dates to drive-ins and had frogs jump on the pizza, but never longer than 2 years, probably.
Frogs on the pizza?
No, I think my longest one before that's about 4 months.
All right, but is this her first love relationship?
Yes, I think so. Well, it's the first relationship longer than 3 months for her.
All right, so this is going to be the first real long-term thing for her. So this is going to be tough for her, probably.
Yeah.
Does she have any idea that there's problems?
No.
And what's happening? What is making you want to leave?
I just feel tied down right now.
You just want to go.
I feel like our goals have...
All right, here's the deal. One of the rules, though, is if you leave, you're not allowed to come back when you find out that you can't get laid with, you know, just on your own merit.
What about the rule not allowed to do that? A week after the breakup, it's 2 a.m. and he's coming home from a bar?
No booty call. You're not allowed to do that to her. You break up and you do not look back. That's harmful to her.
Yeah. Can you do that, Matt?
Oh, man. See, I just want to explore and find out if she is the one.
And that's fine, but you do not lay a hand on her. In fact, don't even speak to her for 6 months. Let her mourn the loss of the relationship and get over it on her own terms. She'll have a boyfriend in 2 weeks.
Definitely.
And he'll be out there pissed off.
Yeah. Matt, have fun in the Mile High City.
But you listen, right. The way you do it, you just be honest with her. And believe me, nobody wants to be in a pity relationship. Nobody wants to be sort of strung along just because you don't know how to be honest with them.
And it becomes a habit also.
It's an awful, awful situation for her. And let her do what's truly kind for her. Tell her what's real.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is start to resent the person.
Oh, listen, there'll be no going back to her ever if she ends up angry with him for having strung her along for a long time.
Definitely. Jason Schwartzman is here, and this question is for you directly. Eric,
the other thing guys do is they go ahead and cheat. That's the other thing they do. They stay in something until they actually cheat, and then they get out.
Yeah, they have to have, or some guys are so passive-aggressive that they are jerks so that the girl breaks up with them. But that goes back to something that happened when they were 4, right?
No.
Okay.
That's just something guys do.
Did the neighbor touch you at any time? Eric?
Yeah.
What's up? Ask away. Jason, this is for you. Hi.
Hey, Jason, I go to Windward.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a guess on my part. That does not
all
say
right.
Sir.
Yeah, and I had a bet with my friend.
Yeah?
What's the name of that little bunch of skin that runs from the testicles to the anus?
It has a
grundle.
Grundle?
Grundle.
Whatever it is, it's a sensitive spot, Eric.
Has many names, but that's one I've never heard.
Yeah.
Jason, you know the answer.
The taint?
Taint, I've heard.
The chode?
The chode, I've heard.
The chode is the one I've heard.
The bonch.
The what?
The bonch.
Bonch?
Don't know that one.
Come from a very creative...
The chin rest? Sorry.
Very creative.
Now you're in the ball game, baby. Welcome to the show.
No, I was here the whole time. I was just a little tiger waiting to jump out.
The chin rest. How come no hair grows in that spot?
Yeah.
How come no hair grows wherever hair doesn't grow? You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
It's just the way your body's configured.
Okay.
It's called the perineum in real life. Perineum.
Perineum.
Okay.
You like that spot, don't you, Eric?
Yeah, I had a bet with Michael Fujikawa's little brother.
Fujikawa! Fuji! What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Alright, Windward is my high school. My alma mater.
Wow.
Yeah, right down the street.
From here?
Palms and Side Hill.
Wow. A lot of people that went there growing up.
That's right.
A lot of West Side stuff happening.
Yep.
Crossroads Brentwood tomorrow in soccer. Big game. They're in your league, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
See ya. Okay. Thank you. All right, we got to take a break. Jason Schwartzman is hanging out. I'm Stryker in for Ace Rocola along with Dr. Drew. Slackers is a flick. We'll talk about that. And then after 11 o'clock, we'll bring your band in and hang out with them, too.
All right.
Sound like a plan?
Rock out.
All right. But baby, come on, let my son out. Thank you, Jason.
Sorry.
That was good stuff. All right, we're back at Love Line. I'm a Stryker in for Adam Carolla, who I saw on MTV in the football game when they have celebrities play against athletes.
What was that?
Did you see his touchdown dance?
No.
It was so funny, the Rock and Jock game. His touchdown dance, he caught a touchdown pass from Dan Marino.
Oh, my God.
Adam Carolla, he looked pretty athletic. I was surprised.
Oh, he was an all-state football player.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But he was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, he caught the pass, was in the end zone. He squatted like he was on a toilet, made the face like he was pushing something out of his
ball.
No, hold on. No. Hid the ball behind his butt.
Yeah, dropped it.
No, first acted like he was reading a newspaper. And then after he was done moving his hand like reading a paper, then he did the face again like pushing, and then the ball dropped.
I can deal with the fact that I am gay now.
Exactly. But Jason is here,
yes.
And Slackers came out this past Friday.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
You are well known for making that movie with Bill Murray, Rushmore, which was it was successful, but it's become kind of a cult favorite, I guess you can say.
Yeah, and I mean, it didn't, I mean, yeah, not too many people saw it, I guess, because it didn't have, you know, the money to reach a huge audience. But, you know, but the people who like it get it, and I guess that's great for us. I mean, when we were making it, I didn't think that anyone was going to find it funny except like 10 people back home. So it was good to see that people understood it. It means a lot to people.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
So that's really wonderful.
It was a fantastic movie. And now my question is, and Letterman kind of hit on this when you were on there, but you've only done, at least that have come out, like one, two, or maybe even three things at most since then. Is that because you're picky or because of your band, or you've just been pretty much hanging out with your family? I don't know.
Well, when I finished the movie, I came back, I finished high school. I mean, that was just the natural thing. And then... I've been playing in the band since I was 14. You know, that was my first thing. So it wasn't the next logical step wasn't to make another movie.
Okay.
And plus, when you're 17, there's a lot of things going on in your mind other than what movie am I going to make next. You know, you're still figuring out who you are and meeting people. And I was just playing with my band.
But that's not true for everybody, by the way.
I know. But for some, like, kid actors who have been, like, acting since they were, like, two and their parents are there and... You know, and they have headshots and everything at the age of six. You know, making movies, just Rushmore would have been just one in a series of jobs. But it was my first one, and I had never done it before. When I returned from making the movie, it wasn't like I was ready to keep going. I was worn out. I was like just taking me right now, throwing me into a boxing ring, and like asking me to fight a professional fight, and you know, not even try to win, just try to get through it alive. And then once I got through it alive, it was like. You know, I don't want to fight again for a couple of years.
Exactly.
I'm beat up, so it was kind of just relaxing.
Fine explanation. I understand why you kind of just hung out a little bit.
Yeah, it was good.
Good stuff. All right, hey,
and
Mike.
I traveled.
Really?
No.
You went to the Valley one time.
Yeah.
Mike, you're 22 on Loveland.
Hi.
Well,
my question is basically, how do you know when, I have a friend who was fooling around sometimes, how do you know when he just hears or...
You have a friend who's fooling around?
Well, him and I fool around. Sometimes.
Him and you fool around. And how do you know, fill in the blank?
How do you know if he's just curious or he's really
Is he receiving or giving?
Wait. How do you know if he's gay?
Well, he has a girlfriend, too, so it's like he doesn't admit he's gay or bisexual. He just says, you know, sometimes this is all this experimenting there, but it's been like 2 years.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Okay, 19-year-olds can experiment. They should be just about wrapping that up. But
you're telling me,
really? Yeah,
literally.
And he you know, if he can't even figure out what he's doing or be honest with himself that he's having sex with a man, you got someone who, at very minimum, we can say is confused, right?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there confused about their sexual identity. They don't know what they are, or they're gay but can't admit it, or can't deal with it, or, you know, don't want to be that way and trying to force themselves to be heterosexual. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but he is confused.
Mike, what's your story? Are you gay, bi, straight?
Well, I kind of lean into the gay part, but it's not really a...
Maggot better run. No, actually, that's what we call bi. Bye-bye to hetero.
Exactly. Hello. Do you have a sex, or is it just necking?
It's sex.
Huh? Sex. Mm. Well, I'd say he's probably gay, or you're really good, and he's just coming to come.
No, look, Mike, you're gay.
If you're telling me straight, then...
yes, dude, Mike, I love you say that. Mike, you're gay.
Yeah. Right? Mike?
Right.
Let's be clear here. You're gay. The other guy is confused. And you can continue to carry on with him if you wish, but like any relationship where somebody's cheating on someone else, it's not going to be a particularly pleasant experience. Mm. Get him to clarify what's up with him and, you know, end that relationship if he's going to be screwing around with any other human beings.
Do they have feelings for each other?
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Do you say I love you to him, Mike?
Yeah, all the time.
Does he have a hairy back?
He's going to be a screwed up partner. He's not going to be a great partner. Mm. He's screwing over this woman. And he's screwing over you.
Uh-huh.
And he's confused.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot of action.
Good time.
Got that going for him.
Good time.
All right, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks.
Be careful. Watch your choices.
So you just hang up and he's gay. Just like that.
That's it.
Wow. You want to ask something else? It's craziness.
Man, wave my magic wand. Pow, you're gay. I can face it. Watch out.
You're gay.
Watch out.
Okay.
Dude, all I got to do is declare it and it's over. It's
happening. All right. Oh, Brooke?
Hi.
Hi, you're 16 on Loveline and you're gay.
No.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Drew. Hi, Stryker. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Brooke.
Okay, basically my question is, there's this guy, like, that's 18, and I heard that, like, there's a three-year rule, so if you're, like, within 3 years of each other, that it's legal, but then he's 18, so I don't know.
In California, that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So
I told him.
I think it's actually a 2-year rule. I'm just looking it up if we have.
I thought it's just 18. You can't do.
No, not in California. But they just this year or last year actually started a new law where.
Really, Jason?
As long as you're within 2 years of the.
We're gonna comb the junior highs tomorrow, man.
And you have that info. the statutory rate law. She's going to get it.
Brooke, is this guy in high school?
No, he's graduated, and neither am I, so...
Which reminds me...
Wait, hold on a sec. Why aren't you in high school?
Well, I graduated this last year.
Early.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a genius.
Are you in college?
No, not yet. I was thinking about probably this next year I'll start.
You work in fast food?
Yeah. I have a car, and I still live at home, but I'm doing good.
That's cool.
Good for you.
Again, we worry about the guy, not about you. If he's a good guy, truly...
Yeah.
We're okay with this.
Okay.
New HIV antibody test in the urine just came out.
Really? No way.
Yeah. Urine HIV test. It is $85 as this particular lab as opposed to $77.
Wow. All right, Joe, can we get to that in a minute? Let's finish with Brooke.
Okay. You're right.
You're going through your files here. Drew brings this black notebook in. What else you got
in
here?
That's just...
What's this naked picture doing in here of this man, Drew? That's, what is it? No.
It's a puddle of mud.
No, it's...
It is. Look at
puddle of mud. It's a puddle of sperm is what it is. Brooke.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a puddle of mud. I thought you had a picture of a naked man. So your question is it legal? Drew, what's the answer?
Anne's going run around trying to get that information.
We're going
to
put you on.
I believe it is.
If it's not legal, you're not going to do anything?
No, I probably will anyway, but I was just wondering.
All right, well, good time. Okay. There we go. Thank you, Jason.
That's enough of that. Brooke!
It's all right. We're giving our blessings for the moment.
All right, hold on 1 second. We'll come back to you. Is that cool?
Okay. See you in a sec, babe.
Thanks. All right, Drew, let's get this question in for you. Jamie, 17, what's up?
Hey, actually, I had a question about Depo Provera.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to take this one or should I?
Jason, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm
in the Western right now.
Of course.
And actually, I stopped taking it like a month ago because I had been gaining a lot of weight from it. Well, I mean, like I gained probably like 10 pounds and I grew like a breast size and a half.
Yes.
So.
How much are you up to now?
I'm like 5'8 and I weigh like 155.
Nice. Bouncy, bouncy.
Were you talking about my breast?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyways, So I was planning on switching to Depo Rivera, but, and I, like, did some research online about it, and, my mom's, like, pretty involved in that kind of stuff, so I showed her, like, what I looked up, and she was really scared about the whole part about, you may not get your period for, like, 3 months at a time, and...
Well, why does that scare her?
Because...
It's not you may not, you will not.
That's not
how it works. I mean, that's one of the things it does.
Because
you will bleed like crazy for 3 months, and then you will not bleed so long as you're on the shot after that.
Oh, really?
Why does that bother her?
Because she figures that may make me infertile somehow.
Absolutely not. That has categorically nothing to do with that.
Is your mom there?
No, it's Chicago. I'm in Chicago, so she's sleeping.
Okay. Where are you, North Shore?
Yeah.
So I thought...
Why?
I don't know.
Is that a nice area? It's the only part of Chicago he knows.
Yeah.
Glencoe?
Yeah.
Jamie,
it worked.
Evanston? No. The one thing you do need to worry about, and doctors don't spend a lot of time describing this to women, unfortunately, is it can affect your mood, it can affect your libido, your sex drive, that kind of thing. And it's more of a masculinizing hormone than the estrogen, so people get sort of muscular growth and sometimes even some hair and acne and things. It tends to go that way. And so just as long as you understand that you're going to bleed for a while, then you're not going to bleed at all, and you might have some other side effects, it's a very effective, very safe contraceptive.
Yeah, you look like an American Gladiator.
No.
Would it make me gain weight, though?
No, it actually does the opposite. People kind of lean out typically on it.
You're going to become invisible after you get the shot, Jamie.
Typically.
And your breast will become a negative A. What happens if a guy were to take that? Just
progesterone?
What did you say?
You're sick. Just by chance. Just wondering.
I had one more question for you, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of totally different question, but when I'm fooling around with my boyfriend, I find that it's really hard to get him off, like, with my hand. I have to do it all with my, I have to give him head all the time.
I'll take this one, Drew.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding.
And,
I bet
and
you will.
Your question?
Three
guys here, I go, and like, so?
Normal.
Yeah, but it's really annoying because I don't want to just do that all the time. He could do both to me and I'm perfectly fine, but like.
Are you not having sex with him?
No, I'm having sex with them too, but like.
But sometimes you're in the car, a hand is the only tool at the time, correct? Right, I know, I've been there. Are you using lubrication with the hand?
No.
That's the reason. Keep some Astroglide in the car.
See, but I asked him that. I'm like, does it hurt? Is that what it is? And he's like, no.
He's 17, he's too shy to say at this point, I think.
Well, he said it's just because I could do that myself and I can't do the other thing myself.
What do you want from us?
I just want to know, like, is there, like, is this normal?
Yes. It's a common thing.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? Tell him to turn his hand upside down when he does it to himself. It'll feel like you're doing it.
Interesting.
And Jason wants me to put you on hold to get your address, okay?
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thank
you, guys. Bye, Jason.
Bye.
I'm in Chicago. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Jason Schwartzman is here. I'm Stryker and Dr. Drew and Jamie, 24. You're on Loveline. What's up?
Hey, guys. My question is sort of your guys' opinion, basically. There was this guy that I was dating for a couple months. Go out, have a good time, but we weren't having sex. We weren't really doing anything physically. One night, we ended up having sex, though, and he never called me again after that.
How long had you been dating before you had sex?
About 2.5 months, and we hadn't done anything physical.
Was his name Dave?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why?
How weird is that?
Is his name Alex or Sam?
No. Okay. That's really weird. His name is Dave, but I'm just kind of wondering, like, what that might be. And, I mean, I called once, but I wasn't going to play the,
I have an opinion first. What did he say when you talked to him?
He didn't. I called and I talked to his roommate and I'm like, hey, is he there? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, will you tell him I called? And he didn't call me back, so I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to play this stupid game.
Why don't we call him on the phone?
Why don't we not?
No, Sarah, you're not going out with, he didn't call you anyways. Why don't we call him and find out the real scoop? Yeah, why don't you let Jason have a little war with this Dave guy?
No, I'm kind of wondering. I mean, I could understand if, maybe it was like we got drunk at a party or something, and it was just...
Well, did he, during that 2.5 months, was he intent on having sex with you? Was there pressure for that to happen?
You're thinking the conquer thing, kind of, once he got it? I'm done, he did it.
Yeah.
No, not at all. And I mean...
That makes it even weirder that he wasn't interested in that.
I mean, there were nights that we would actually stay the night together, and he just never pushed it, and so...
Dog is a gay homosexual.
Maybe he just wasn't into this relationship, and he was afraid that by sleeping there he got in too far and just needed to get out. The whole thing is kind of weird, though, I got to tell you. We'd have to talk to him to find out what's going on, because it's not a normal guy thing, what he's into.
Okay, because I thought, you know, and he's like 30 years old, and I'm like, okay, a 30-year-old guy is not going to sit around for 2 months because he likes my company.
Right, well,
true.
I mean, this is a total loser.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all about the conquer thing with this guy, even if it sounds weird.
2.5 months?
Yeah. When he gets going, she's cute.
Yeah, but he didn't put any heat on.
That's the
In fact, they slept together, but he didn't even make any moves.
Well, maybe he's got something going on the side and realized he was in too deep at that point.
But you're trying to figure it out because it doesn't make sense. You're rationalizing. Mm. You're like, what the hell is this?
That's not me.
We would have to talk to him.
Unacceptable.
Jamie. To know.
Yeah.
Can we call him?
Unacceptable.
No.
He's okay.
Right now.
All right, then.
He works early. So.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thanks for calling up, though.
You're not going to understand this one unless he tells you, and he may not be able or willing to tell you.
Okay, so it's not me.
It's not you. He's a jerk. There's something unusual about him.
You're fat.
No, okay. Drew, please.
What?
Bye, Jamie.
You're good.
And goodbye.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, we got to take another break here. Thanks, you guys, for hanging out and being cool. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla. Jason Schwartzman is here if you want to talk to him about any of the movies, Rushmore or Slackers, which just came out, or his band. They'll be in here after 11 o'clock,
yes.
Phantom Planet.
Yes.
And it's 1-800-LOVE-191. And more Love Line after this.
Is it out of town and home?
Stupid.
All the time. The time is on the tone.
All right. How you doing?
How you doing?
Welcome back.
How you
Love
doing?
Line. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
This is Loveline. Welcome back.
What's up, Doug?
That's Jason Schwartzman, everyone. Dr. Drew is here. I'm Stryker. It's 1-800-LOVE-191.
What questions?
Slackers came out this past Friday. That's what we're talking about a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to Jason about that or his band, that'll be they'll come in after 11 o'clock. Nice young men we just met, and they're passing out dates.
Yes, they are.
The fruit, actually.
Yeah, fruit date. The dried date.
I've never had one, never will.
What?
Yep.
Stryker, weird that way.
Yeah. I've never had coffee or water.
He's never had peanut butter, Jason.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Wait, where's it? It's hard to see in there. Yeah, it's just like your friend in there who he never had lettuce growing up or something. Sam's friend. Right,
really?
Sam?
So be it.
I don't know.
Oh, Alex's friend. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Can't see in there. Whatever. All right, let's grab some more calls here and see what the hell we can do.
Come on, challenge me.
Brianna.
Hello?
What's up? You're 15 on Loveline.
Hi. My brother is, like, hella controlling.
Hella controlling?
Yeah, like, he just...
Is that, like, hella good friend, no doubt?
Mm-hmm. Unacceptable.
He, like, I don't know, like, if a guy calls, he, like, yells at him and tells him not to call me, and he, like, I used to have a diary that he would read, and he goes through all my stuff.
Do you ask him what he's up to?
Yeah, I always yell at him.
And what does he say?
He's just like, I don't know. He doesn't say anything about it.
He's protective.
Is that dad like?
Huh? Right, Drew? Is that the right question?
No.
Oh. Damn.
Not yet.
Shoot. Let's gamble about where the dad is.
Why do you put up with this from him?
I don't. I tell my mom, like, he tries to do it to my mom, too.
What's your mom like? Was that the right question?
No. Where do you have a dad in the house?
No.
So he's taking care of these women.
When did your dad rape you?
Did your dad do something awful to your mom and he had to sort of come to her rescue at some point?
No.
You're stealing,
like,
Jason's thunder, Drew.
My dad, like, left when I was, like, little.
Why?
Because he was into drugs and stuff and mom got divorced from him.
Did your brother perhaps see him rough up your mom a little bit?
No.
You're sure he wasn't busy rescuing her from this a-hole dad that you guys had to suffer through?
I'm pretty sure.
Because that would kind of explain why he is so compulsive about this and why he can't. Jason, do your lines of drug after the show, all right?
I'm just showing you right now, set up the sock. There's some drugs going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's my
That kind of need to be in control of and care for other people, it suggests that something really made him that way. the fact that he can't really respond to your realistic request for him to be less intrusive.
Yeah, but what does she have to do to tell him, hey, maybe, you know, I appreciate you doing this and looking out for me, but he's up
gonna,
a little
he's
bit.
He's not going to be able to stop if indeed he was sort of the person throwing his body between.
There's always something alarming about a kid trying to act like an adult.
Yeah, it's not good. Parentalized children are not good for the kids. So, Brianna, if he can't control himself, you have to create consequences. If there are things that you and he enjoy together or things that you do for him, you have to start withdrawing these things until he gets the message.
For instance, tell him, look, if you interrupt my call with the boy, I'm not going to sleep with you anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You just got that through his skull. Man. So that's kind of tough for her then, yeah?
And mom doesn't step in for you?
Right.
She does. Like, if my mom has, like, I don't know, she yells at him and stuff and she...
Yeah, yelling will not work. She has to create consequences.
She does that too, though.
Like what?
I don't know, like, she'll say, like, you. I don't know, just like, I don't know.
Okay, I suspect she just yells. She needs to take privileges away from him. You understand? Okay.
Brianna, try to reason with your brother, but from what Drew is saying, it ain't going to happen because of something he saw growing up. And
this is who he is.
He ain't going to be changed.
It's in his soul. It's deeply embedded in him, I suspect.
Right. All right, let's talk to anyone named Hans we must speak to. You're 19, man.
Yeah. My girlfriend and me, we broke up like 5 months ago, and then Friday night, I ended up hanging out with her. It was like the first time we hung out since then. She's seen someone else, we both got kind of drunk. She ended up telling me that she really did love me and, like, she was sorry about everything. And we ended up sleeping together.
Mm.
And then the next day, I talked to her and she was kind of like, what really happened last night? Like, I know we had sex, but I really don't remember what I said. And, like, all that stuff. And now she's like, well, I'm definitely going to break up with this guy. But I really don't know if I want to be with you. I really don't know what I want.
She's confused. Stay away.
Yeah, like yeah. She may be sort of chaotic and confused. On the other hand, she may be so deeply hurt by your not responding to her intense feelings that she can't bring it to her upon herself to really let you know how she feels while she's awake, while she's not on drugs, lest you should reject or not reciprocate. That is so scary, so awful to her that she can't be honest with you about her real feelings.
Well, another thing was, is like while we were together for 2 years, and I had chemical dependency problems. Like, I get drunk all the time, get high all the time, stuff like that. And so, like, another thing she always brings up is, like, that...
Do something about your drug addiction.
Well, yeah, I totally have. Like, I've gone through...
Wait a minute. You just got drunk the other night.
You got loaded last night. What are you talking about?
Are you out of your mind? She's probably working an Al-Anon program that's sort of shaky. And she gets loaded with you. It's bad for you. You're in no shape to be with someone who endorses that kind of behavior if you're a drug addict.
But it was only a 12-pack.
Ridiculous.
Well, no, yeah, I didn't get drunk. She got drunk pretty much, is what it really
was. Yeah. I understand at 19 this doesn't make sense to you, but so long as you're using drugs that activate your reward system, your disease is completely active and progressing.
Right.
So you're well underway, and it's probably smart of her not to get back involved with you.
Hans, you're talking about her. Hans, what about you? Do you want to get back with this girl? I mean, if I was you, I wouldn't.
No, he wants a hostage. Somebody to help, lets him keep going.
Mm.
Yeah, I totally thought about it too, because she totally like was what enabled me during our relationship.
That's right. And you're both heading back down to where you started from. Unless you both have really changed and have been changed for a couple of years, this is not going to be good for either of you.
So like, there's just no way I could really make this work.
Yeah, you could really work an intense program in the recovery, a 12-step.
And then see if you still like her, and I doubt you will.
Listen to your sponsor's input, and she can go to an Al-Anon program and listen to her sponsor's input, and after 6 months, you maybe get back together and really work.
Well, she really doesn't drink that often at all.
King of excuses,
and
Hans.
Denial, yeah.
But then
king
when she
denial.
Does drink, she gets so drunk.
I'm not saying she's an alcoholic. I'm saying she's a codependent and needs to work a program herself.
Right, like I definitely think she has an eating disorder.
Oh, well, like many good co's, they have those kinds of things going on.
Just one more exit on the freeway,
Yeah, that's right. This is, do as you please.
Maybe work on the sobriety first and then try to get a lady after that.
You're going to have to do what you're going to have to do before you sort of understand these things.
Unless she's super hot. Big knockers.
is she Hans?
Yeah, she's super hot.
Whatever, dude. Don't go to 12-step.
Shoot up. Snort coke. Take it.
Hang out, man. My ass. This is going to be great. What's wrong with these people?
You hear that all that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how unreal those relationships are. she likes is super fused and enmeshed with him, but only because really he's an addict.
Right.
And
she has an eating disorder. And
of all the arousal she could provide him and allow him to go along down his path of addiction.
It seems normal.
It's not that hard. A lot of emptiness, and he's not certainly interested in her as a person.
Relationships are pretty cut and dry, aren't they? It's not that difficult.
On the surface. Basic pattern.
Right.
They get complex as you dig.
Well, meeting the person is easy. Yeah. Continuing is the hard part. Do we have time to take another quick one, or...
Not.
No?
What?
No? Okay, we've got to take another break. It is time for break, as Anderson says. More Love Line coming up with Jason Schwartz and Stryker and Dr. Drew. Hold on. We are back, and now we have a room full of people.
What's up, dude?
Hey. A brim full of Asha and a room full of people.
Man and Planet in the house.
Hi, Jay. I think you're doing great.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. We got Alex and Sam in here, and we're ready to rock.
This is Alex. Hi.
This is Sam. What's going on?
You guys are both from L.A.?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Along with Jason?
Uh-huh.
But you didn't know each other in high school, or you did?
Well, Alex and I were Cub Scouts together in elementary school.
Cool. You want to admit you're in Cub Scouts in elementary school?
Yeah, and my mom was the den mother.
Yes. And who brought the oranges at the soccer game?
Liberty's mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
It's a joke. Whatever.
But you started the band when you were 14.
Yeah.
The band Phantom Planet, we're talking about. Jason Schwartzman, as I'm speaking to right now, along with Alex and Sam.
Yep.
And then you went to Pally High.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's where I went.
Big ups, Pally. What's up?
Jesus. And you went to...
I went to Buckley.
And you went to Buckley. And then how did all you guys come together, so to speak?
I met them through Jacques, who's not here right now.
Okay.
He met Jason in a music store very randomly.
Right.
Just playing like a wah-wah pedal. Jason, you probably tell it better than I.
Well, I was in the band. Darren was the real first. We formed the band together. And in the eighth grade, I told my school that I had this amazing band that we could play the graduation thing.
Right.
But I didn't have a band at all. So I remember Alex could sing. So I called Al. He came over. The three of us formed a threesome. We formed a threesome.
Didn't have.
Yeah.
Didn't have. It was very key word. And then we were this band. And then one day I met Jacques, the guitar player who's not here, at a music store. Asked him to come play with the band. He said he couldn't, but his best friend Sam played guitar.
Right.
Sam came down to practice. Jacques came along with him. History.
You and kept Sam, but didn't get Jacques, right?
Huh?
Jacques's not in the band.
Jacques isn't.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Where is this guy?
I don't know. So that's how the band formed.
All right, well, cool. If you guys want to speak to these guys, you can call Loveline and ask them anything you want.
Anything.
But, let's check out a track right now called California, number one. Oh, wait, hold on. They're yelling at me.
Let's get a question. Should we get a fan planet question?
We will take a question here. And, let's go to fan planet question. Steve, you're 18. Thanks for waiting, man. You're on Loveline.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I just want to say, I just want to ask the band what kind of influences they had, like, growing up and stuff like that.
I could give you like three of mine.
Let's go three bands each.
Top three bands, all you guys. Tell me right now.
Wow. Top three bands. Rolling Stones, Elvis Costello, and maybe modern bands like The Hives are really awesome. I love The Hives.
Mm. Sam? The Flaming Lips on your PR.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go, Sam.
I say that the Beatles, obviously.
Yeah.
And the Beach Boys and The Who.
Wow. Well, he took all my... I'll just... fill in the blanks with
N.W.A., Dr. Dre,
the Ramones, Iggy Pop,
Minor Threat,
and Nirvana.
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 Kid, we grew up on K-Rock.
I just have to go. The Love Line.
Whoa.
You're from way back. Show, man.
Yeah, I grew up on this. You
way
understand?
Back.
We are from Los Angeles. We're 14. We listen to the show.
I feel 2 feet tall now because I'm almost the same age. Well, a little older, and I was listening too. And I'm sure they were hoping. I'm sorry, Corolla's not here, boys.
No, please. You are great. You rule, great.
Nirvana. All right. Dead the fish, catch of the day.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one more question for Stryker.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Hey, Stryker, I have one question. When did K-Rock get so lame over the past 2-3 years?
And cut.
No, what don't you like?
Well, how come it started getting all, like, heavy and, like, hard, and everyone kind of got all mad at the world? And what happened to, like, you know, Radiohead and the Breeders, and, you know? Like,
Radiohead, you're gay.
Okay, Drew, please.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I will answer that question because a lot of stations like K-Rock play the same kind of music all over the place that are rock. If the Breeders put out something, in my opinion, that was spectacular, it would be on. Music right now is just, I mean, Linkin Park sold 5 million records, in my opinion, that's on fire. It's good.
Steve's getting old.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's only like 18.
But he's an old 18-year-old. That's a sign of.
I don't know.
It's all cyclical, man. It'll come back. Whatever you want, just wait a couple years. That's it'll be there.
Music is music. Yeah, I mean, we play Coldplay. They're from down the street from Radiohead. And we're playing, God, I had the whole week off. Now I'm drawing a blank on all the bands we play. Star Sailor, another good band. So up yours, Steve. Okay, it's 1-8. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready with the song California in there?
No, they're not ready. Let's take another call.
When do we do shout-outs?
We can do shout-outs in just a couple minutes. Reggie, 23 on Loveline.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Awesome. This is Reggie Cape.
Oh my God!
It's Darren.
Darren from Vanna Planet.
Our
That's
band.
Guitar player.
Guys, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
How are you, buddy?
How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
How are you
doing? Hey, Darren.
How are you doing?
Darren, is there something you want to ask us?
Well, I wanted to ask Jason really quick if he could do his Allison Chains impersonation.
You got to do it.
I can't do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it. Come on.
Stay back a little from
which
the
one? I Stay Away or Rooster?
I Stay Away.
Goes,
Hey, Darren, are you a virgin?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Let's hear it.
Stay away!
You can hang up on me.
Bye, Dan.
Away!
Practice.
Oh, good God. Let's go to this one. This is directly for Alex. Go ahead, Scott. You're 21.
Yeah, hey, this question for Dr. Drew.
You're supposed to play along with me.
I'm supposed to play along with you?
Go ahead, Scott. Go.
My question is that I can't have an erection for more than 3 minutes, and I don't come, and then I have to urinate like immediately afterwards.
Bladder infection, are you thinking?
After, have you always been this way?
Yeah, ever since the first time I had sex, I've never been able to do that. Never been able to come inside a girl.
How about when you masturbate?
Yeah, I can when I masturbate. Yeah.
You can sustain an erection while you masturbate, and you can ejaculate. You just can't do it when you're inside a woman.
Exactly. But when I masturbate, it's like my penis isn't like fully hard.
All right. And are you on any medication?
Yeah.
What are you taking?
ORAP and Adderall.
All right. Well, there's your problem.
What? Which medication?
Both of them.
I was going to say too.
So those stimulants make it difficult sometimes to have an erection. So.
Well, I haven't been taking stimulants that long. This has been going on for about a year or two, and I've been taking ORAP for probably about 3 or 4 years.
And so it must be the ORAP then.
Okay.
So there you go. But that is a common side effect of medication, what you're describing.
Okay.
All right?
The ORAP.
All right, talk to your doctor about it.
Get the
boner. But are you, what are you, ADD? Is that your problem?
Yeah, and Tourette's.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Now let me hear it.
How is your Tourette's?
Boy. You bad boy.
Is your Tourette's just tics and that kind of thing?
Huh?
Is your Tourette's just tics, or is it...
Son of a bitch!
It's not vocal tics.
It's not vocal
tics. Damn.
It's just motor tics.
Yeah. And listen, talk to your doctor about this, because you shouldn't have to suffer these kinds of side effects. They're important, and you need to be able to live your life normally.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a rapist.
Easy, Alex.
Wow.
Who said that?
I didn't say it.
Did he say that?
He has Tourette's.
It's a sampler.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Tourette's sampler.
All right, let's take another call, and then I'll play a song from a Phantom Planet. Leah?
Genius.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You're 19 on Loveline.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
First of all, I was calling to say that K-Rock rocks, because that guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right. Thank you. Right. Exactly.
That's cool.
For sure. And then I wanted to know if Jason would be my Valentine.
Oh. Well.
That's why they put me on the air. I guess K-Rock rocks wasn't enough.
Look, I got a little lady that I'm madly in love with, so I already got one.
What's his name? Settle for me, Leah.
But Alex is...
Oh, for sure.
Just ripped. And he would love to be a Valentine.
Yeah, holla back, youngin', you know what I'm saying?
His ass is hella good.
Right,
Leah, you sound sweet as can be. We'll put you on hold and give you Sam's number, okay? And Alex's number, actually.
Right on.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is that you guys are that easy, huh?
Well, yeah. I was actually going to promote our show at Aaron's Records on the 26th of February.
Hey, we're going to get to that stuff.
So you're going to have her meet you there? Is that how it's going to work?
Well, yeah.
I see.
All right, here's the plan.
We're going to
play a song from Phantom Planet. After the song, we'll tell you where they're going to be playing. Then we'll take more calls, and it's all good like that.
You know
that.
What? This is crazy. Our song's about to get played on K-Rock.
This is amazing.
This is the moment we've been waiting for our whole lives.
Oh, my God. Cool.
At least
well, I'm glad I'm part of it. Here you go, you guys. From the band Phantom Planet, I'm going to play track number one. It's also on the Orange County soundtrack, I believe. This is called California.
Ow!
was live.
Yeah. Good job, you guys. Sounded really good. That was California from Phantom Planet. They're here in the studio, and the video's on MTV2 right now.
Yeah.
And Alex, you saw it today, didn't you?
I just saw last night at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And what were you doing? At least it's on there, man. Yeah. What was I doing up?
Yeah, what were we doing?
TiVo, dude.
Yeah, TiVo, man. No, I just stay up really late.
Good, as do I. You guys are going to be playing at the USC campus on the 26th of February at 12 p.m. And then Aaron Records or something at 7:30.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. Is that all right? Then the 27th, you're playing the UCLA campus.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then you're playing in Long Beach that same night at Fingerprints.
Whatever you say.
On the 27th. The 28th, you're playing Rhino Records. Yep. Hey, you're coming to Stryker's house on the 1st of March. Those tickets are free.
Stryker, that's not on the schedule, actually.
Whoops. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. March 5th, you're going to be up at ASU, and then the 6th, you're going to Berkeley. Man, you guys are going all over the place.
Yeah, the record comes out on 26th, so it's a big...
Which is a
Rock
Tuesday,
yep.
By the way.
Tuesday. New music
so
Tuesday.
Look for it then. 1-800-LOVE-191. Anything you want to say about the album before we move on?
It's a good rock album. It's three guitars, drums, and some bass, and some good stuff. I hope you enjoy it.
And the first couple copies have a bonus disc that we just added for the people who buy the album early.
Cool.
With new songs on it and stuff.
And so. It's cheap.
Yeah. I think they're also giving away some tickets to some show that we're playing. I forgot where.
Secret show.
I haven't really announced that yet, but... Oops.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll get to that. Or just go to their website. Kara?
Hello?
What's up? You're 20 on Love Line.
Yes, I'm here with my friend Jenna.
Hello.
And since I'm just totally inept, I'm going to let her do the question.
I'm also quite nervous.
Wow, Jenna, English accent?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, it's so hot.
Are you from Sussex?
Thank you. No, I'm from Dartford.
Oh, beautiful.
Dartford, it's outside London.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's all that matters, because only people know where London is.
Get to the question, woman.
Okay, sorry. We need some guy advice. Our friend Christine is extremely smitten.
Smellow.
Smellow is awesome.
Smellowed.
That's an English candy, right?
Smitten with a fellow.
It's marshmallows and s'mores together.
Your accent is so fake, by the way.
My accent is fake?
No, yeah, that's real.
It's so real, man.
Oh, really? You like it, don't you?
See?
Anyway, just said it's real.
We need advice because she's really, really smitten with this fellow, and we think he's unattainable, and we're really convinced, and once she figures it out, which will be fairly soon, she's going to be heartbroken. But we need to figure out what to do to help her get over such a thing, because we have this like horrible feeling that she's going to be let loose and become really uninhibited sexually. And
liar, whore, you know it.
Follow through.
No, I can't take any more of that question.
Really?
That accent is killing me. Sorry, guys.
No, it's the worst.
Let's see
if she can spit out the question. All right, Cara?
Hello?
In a sentence, what is the question? In a sentence.
Jen, go. Do you think a fellow is unattainable? And if so, what can we do to help our friend to get over such a thing?
Who is the guy? This is the punchline.
If I told you that, it wouldn't be a secret now, would it?
Yeah, but that's the punchline here, so...
I've had enough of that. Yeah. Lizette.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 23.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, cool. I'll try to keep from, like, not shivering, because I'm calling you from a payphone.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay,
that's
good.
Cool.
Ask away, please. Go.
Hello?
Yeah, yes. The show's going down the tubes now. My first hour was good. I'm never going to get to do the show unless you're better, Lizette. Go.
Okay, my name is Lizette, and I'm 23. I'm calling from Santa Monica. And my question is, I moved to California because I want to be a filmmaker. But basically, I ran away from home because I wasn't happy with my situation. And I came to California thinking everything was going to change. But things have not been worse, but they haven't been different. They've just been the same, only in a different location.
What was the problem at home?
The problem at home is that my mom was an overbearing
You're 23 years old. Why were you living at home?
Let's see, I was going to a private school, private university, and I couldn't afford housing. And then me and my mom got into a fight, and I ended up moving into housing. And halfway through the semester, I dropped out. On the day of my 21st birthday, I was a junior. I just left home. I just ran away because there was a guy in California that I fell in love with. And once I got here, he's like, oh, you thought we were going to be together, like now. So then he kind of dumped me, and then I stayed because I wanted to be a filmmaker.
You go, Core.
Thank you.
Lizette, you don't sound like you're capable of managing your own life. You're 23.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
You go from this sort of enmeshed, controlling environment where your parents are over-involved with your life to this sort of fantasy world where other people are going to take care of you, and if they can't, you're going to magically become something successful.
Well, it wasn't the fact that I thought I was going to, you know, be successful at first. I came to California because I thought my life was going to be better. I wanted
all right, well, then
you
start,
are on speed.
Start having a life. Get a job. Get an apartment.
Don't talk to me about jobs. I've had, like, 10 different jobs since I've been out here. I mean, it's all...
Lizette, hold on one sec. I know exactly what's going to happen to Lizette, and you guys can back me up being from here. In about 3 weeks, she'll probably get a job... maybe a crazy girl's dancing. She'll make good money. Then a man comes in. He's a producer, in quotes. Come to my casting couch. We're doing a movie next week. You'll get $1,000. Porn. After that. Now she has money, but now she's going to be really loopy. Am I on the right path?
I hope not.
She's not going, because somebody who actually could go down that path, when she arrived here, the guy wouldn't go, ooh, I didn't know you were actually going to stay with me.
Lizette?
Yeah.
Was I right or no?
No, you're totally wrong.
Okay.
Like, that's not the aspect of this film that I want to be in. The only point is that I just, this is my whole thing. I can't seem to get a control of my life at all in any aspect. You know, relationships, education, financially, and I don't want to go back home because I'm going to feel like a failure. And if I go back home, I'm going to end up marrying my ex-boyfriend and having a kid and living in
home. Oh, my God, I'm going to hang myself, Lizette.
Exactly.
Well,
can I ask Jason a question, by the way?
What?
Can I ask Jason a question?
Yeah.
Okay, is he, like, there now?
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Jason, my name's Lizette. We actually met once. You threw me your drunk jacket. It landed in my eye, but you apologize.
Landed in her eye.
I'm sorry.
She dropped the suit. Everything's going to be fine.
This is the thing. I have this script that I want to sell. If you get the script called That Changes Everything by your manager over at UTA, don't throw it away, okay?
He can't read it, Lizette. He cannot read it. That's the way these things work. You can't read it, right? You can't read
it. Jason can't read in general.
Yeah. No, but what happens if you read it? Then it's the whole craziness, right?
I don't know. Oh, my God. Lizette, you're not going to be a failure if you don't
become Spielberg. I feel bad that I threw a drumstick in her eye.
Lizette needs to establish a life. She needs a home base. You need good friends. You need a stable job. You need a stable living environment. And if you'd like then to get involved in some training, or maybe even one of those jobs could be starting as a gopher in a studio and really hustling and learning the things from the ground up.
If season 3 comes around and who knows the band, Lizette.
She's in.
Call Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, exactly.
But she's missing the basics. She has no foundation.
Man.
Work on the foundation. Then you'll have something to work from.
Oh, hold on, I gotta go back to real quick. Lizette?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Well, this is like basically the same thing my mom's telling me, but I mean...
Hold on, I'm just saying, listen to what Drew said, try to comprehend and quit thinking of your next 10 sentences.
How can she hear the station right now if she's in a payphone is my question.
They hear it in the receiver.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not your mom.
I know you're not my mom, but if you try to hold a steady job, every job that I've had I've gotten fired from for some specific reason. Either I get to work because
Then there must be no stable jobs in Los Angeles, and that magically everyone who gets a job gets fired very quickly.
Well,
or you've had some role to play in that, and you ought to look very carefully at that.
All I can say is that I'm very lucky I haven't died out here, because I am. It's really lonely, but it seems like everybody in L.A. is, like, on crack, or they have, like, their own agenda. You know, it's really hard to keep friends out here.
I'm from
Miami. That's the whole thing.
Lizette, you got to get a foundation. You need a stable structure in your life, or no one's going to hire you in any capacity, because they're not going to trust that you can fulfill your job. Your life is not together right now.
Why don't you hire her, Drew? You need an assistant, you're telling me? No? Okay. All right, we got to take another break. I'm Stryker, feebly attempting to host the next 40 minutes of Loveline, along with Drew. And Phantom Planet is here.
Yeah.
More of those guys coming up next on Loveline. Out. Anderson got him. Saw Jimmy World play at the Super Bowl party the other day.
Woo!
Live.
How were they?
Direct. They're good. Who just said
that?
Oh, you did. I thought Drew said that. Drew, what do you care?
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Band out of Arizona. All right, I'm Stryker in for Corolla. This is Loveline, and Dr. Drew is here in the band Phantom Planet. Jason Schwartzman, Sam.
Yep.
Ferrar.
And Alex Greenwald.
Alex Greenwald.
You can call me Alexander.
Is that a law firm?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Alexander, and...
My middle name is actually Slash.
It is?
Yeah, but we won't get into that.
We'll get into that later a little bit.
Drew laugh, by the way. I don't know. That was awesome.
He rarely laughs, by the way.
We got him.
Let's go to a Phantom Planet question here. Kelly.
Yes.
What's up? Welcome to Loveline.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I had a relationship question for you guys.
Yep.
I'm dating a guy that's about your age. He's 23. He's a bartender. And I've been seeing him for about 6 months now, and I just recently asked if we could spend more time together. We'd been seeing each other, like, about once a week going out, and when I asked him if we could see each other more, he kind of, like, he backed off.
He withdrew.
And he kind of said that
withdrew?
He was too busy with school and work and that he wasn't willing to give me more time. And so I'm just wondering why, after spending 6 months together, he wouldn't want to go further in the relationship.
Because he doesn't want to.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange age, I think. You know,
yeah.
You don't know whether you want to be single or...
And there's always the B&B, the bigger and better.
He has his reason.
Yeah.
Thank God he was honest with you.
Yeah, I'm glad that he was honest.
And maybe he will get to a point where he wants to have some more. He didn't say, I don't want to see you anymore.
Right, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to see him anymore.
All right, that's cool. That's good. That's a good, that's a healthy exchange. Yeah, this is, he's told you where he is. You put your cards on the table and it may not work out. Much better than one of you force yourselves into taking something neither of you, you know, that one of you doesn't want. And end up 6 months later in this sort of quasi-relationship that's miserable for both of you.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good. Well, thank you. And I also have a question for the Phantom Planet member that's not there. Is Jacques single?
Jacques is single.
He is single.
Yes.
Yes.
So see?
I have a roommate that...
Roommate?
What?
You're going to be free in a couple of weeks.
I am. That's right. I'd be more than happy to date any of you. But she actually met, she's good friends with Melissa Joan Hart, and Melissa Joan Hart had told her that she would be perfect for Jacques, and she just recently saw you guys play at the Roxy the other night.
Oh, wow. That was a fun show.
That was awesome.
She'd love to meet you, but...
Kelly.
Well, where can they meet you?
Kelly.
Gentlemen.
Kelly, how does your foot feel? You're dropping names.
I know. She...
You know, Dustin Hoffman once told me... Sorry.
Never dropped it.
So, guys, where are they going to meet you?
I put her on hold. Yeah. Where can they find you?
We can... Well, let's meet up at, I don't know, say Aaron's Records at 7:30 February 26th.
Exactly. That's what exactly what I'm talking about. Kim. Kim?
Yeah?
Hi, you're 15. I'll know from
you. Yeah. First off, I want to say, Phantom Planet, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I just saw Slackers the other night, and that was a great movie.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, well, my situation is, like, for the past 3 years or so, my brother has been getting into marijuana and alcohol, and, like, he hasn't been able to get off of it.
How old is he?
He's 19.
And is there alcoholism in your family?
No, but we're both adopted.
Oh,
and
so there probably is.
Yeah, I mean, I've read some background on them. But, like...
How could you say no and then say yes?
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Let's be honest about this. He has an alcoholic biological parent.
Yeah.
So he inherited the gene for this disease.
Yeah.
It's starting to express itself.
Yeah.
You want to know what to do?
No, well, see, also, he has gotten in a lot of trouble with the law. Like, he did some vandalism at some schools. He crashed into someone's wall drinking while driving. He's on 3 years probation now, and, like, he has to, he goes in for drug tests, even though he smokes. He somehow comes out clean.
Right? What's the question?
Like, he's also really abusive to me. And
physically? Emotionally or physically? How does he abuse you?
Emotionally, because he'll call me fat or call me a bitch or something, and he's almost raped me before. He's tried several times.
Wow. And why don't you call the cops when he does stuff like that?
Yes.
I've called the cops, and they've just questioned me. They haven't done anything.
And can you get away from him, live somewhere else?
I've lived with my friends for a while. And then I come home, and it's just even worse.
This is home with your parents?
Yeah, with my parents and my brother.
Why aren't your parents doing anything about this?
Like, I'll tell them, but they don't believe me.
How can they not believe you if he's on drugs, he's been arrested, he's crashed the car into a house, and he's messed up schools?
I
don't know. I mean, they know he smokes, and my mom even goes to she orders home drug tests. And
all right, listen. You can't be his probation officer. You can't be his prison guard. But you can put a lock on your door. Put a nice big bolt lock or some sort of, you know, a barrel lock on your door.
Yeah, and I have a deadbolt.
All right, deadbolt, and stay out of his crosshairs. Just stay the hell away from this guy.
But
get out of the house as much as you can, and stay away from this guy. Keep your environment very highly structured.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. And so far it's been working, but there are times
there
where, like, it just all crashes down.
The wall crashes down?
Yeah.
Literally,
probably because you start...
Not literally, no.
No, it's probably because you start sort of letting your guard down and being a little more comfortable and getting out in the open there where he can sort of get at you. You can't do that. You got to keep this guy...
Kim, stay out of the house as much as you can, and when you're in the house, go to your room and put the lock on there, okay?
Yeah, I do that.
All right. That's it, Kim.
And also, Striker?
Yeah?
You used to be a DJ at KFMA here in Tucson, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when, a few years ago, you DJed at Alice Vale?
Yeah.
I'm Kim. I kept asking you for your autograph, like, 10 times.
Oh, yeah. I remember you.
Do you?
Alrighty. Who cares? Oh, that's thanks. Kim. That wasn't me, Anderson. Kim, I'm sorry you're going through this.
It's all right.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Good luck to you, though.
Okay, thank you.
Keep listening to music and having a good time.
Okay,
bye, Kim.
Bye.
Okay, well... Let's go to this one right here. Angie.
Yeah.
What's up? 20 on Love Line.
A really depressing call.
Yeah, well, lighten us up a little.
Okay.
Woman.
All right. So who's your... hi, Sam, Alex, and Jason.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
So, who... If you could be any superhero, who would it be?
Who?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're thinking.
I guess the odd silence wasn't a good thing.
Sam said Melt Man.
Forrest Whitaker?
Oh, I was going to say that one.
I would be, Gal. Who would you be, Alex?
Elf?
No, dude, I'd be like Silver Surfer or something, dude. I'm from California, you know?
Who would you be, Sam?
It's kind of cheesy, but I'd say Superman because he can fly. That's kind of cool.
And,
She liked that answer.
That's so cute, Sam. I can't stand it.
Good answer. Maybe I would be,
Girls are smitten over you guys.
Maybe I'd be Batman.
Batman.
Kind of dark and mysterious. Angie, what would be a good answer?
I was thinking Captain Planet because he wants to save, you know, the universe, and there's all those, like, five groups.
How about Aquaman?
I was going to say Aquaman.
Aquaman
also
is probably the most unimportant character. He can only live in water.
Who was the character that looked like a crazy rock?
Oh, that's the Thing.
I might be the Thing.
Is it really called the Thing?
Yeah. Part of Fantastic Four?
It's all gamma rays. It happened to the Hulk, too.
Or the Hulk.
Oh, God, I'm a nerd.
Okay. And,
Thor. Yeah. I want to be Thor.
Thor.
Oh, from Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I want to be Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
That was
calling all nerds.
Angie.
Go.
Yeah, anyways, I just want to say, like, I go to UCR, and you guys filmed at UCR, and that's probably, like, the coolest thing that's ever happened here, so.
Awesome.
That was pretty cool. Anyways,
Rock
I'll see you guys at Rhino Records.
See you.
Awesome.
All right.
Be good, Angie.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
All right, Angie's in.
Peace.
At the same time.
You guys have to make out now. Let's see it. Oh, my God. You guys are such good friends, aren't y'all? Yeah?
Very.
That's cool. Christy.
Hi.
Hi, you're 18 on Love Line.
Yeah. I just want to say I love Phantom Planet.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah. I'm really excited about the album coming out.
Cool.
And
so are we, actually.
Who's feeding you these lines?
No. What's that?
I'm just kidding. Go
ahead. We got a lot of plants.
Yeah. Jason.
Yep.
I love you.
Oh,
you're
thank
sexy,
you.
You're sexy. You're talented. And I get off to Rushmore sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Zoinks.
Yep.
Jesus.
You and me both, baby.
Yep. Come on, Alex.
Yeah, sorry. And I'm 18-year-old virgin. I'm waiting out for you guys.
What?
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a question now?
Yeah, they told me to think of something creative, so.
No, forget it.
I do have one, though.
I don't want any dreamed up questions.
Me neither. George.
Yeah.
From Hollywood, you're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
Turn that radio down.
Okay.
The Phantom Planet people are a little off. You guys notice that?
What's up?
Come on. Go ahead.
The Phantom Planet.
Come on, the Phantom Planet fans rule.
No, I'm not saying they don't rule. I'm just saying they're a little off, which is a good thing. I'm off.
George, go. Yeah. Yep. George.
What? George.
Go right ahead.
George.
What's up, George?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. How you doing?
What's up, player?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well tonight. I love the record. I just had one question. On one of the tracks, I think there's some really sweet saxophones.
I know this is Mark.
Some really sweet saxophones.
I'm just wondering who's responsible for that.
It's you, Mark. You played saxophone on that song, dude.
I don't know.
I'll see you later tonight, buddy.
You guys have more friends calling up?
No, no,
this is fantastic.
Good one, though, man. Seriously. That was awesome.
Not only was he fake, but he was a horrible faker.
Reggie Cape. All right, next question.
I bet you know this person. Man. Brittany, you're 16.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Brittany, what are you doing calling?
I just wanted to say, hey, guys.
Hey.
Love you.
Hi.
How you doing?
I love you.
Oh, awesome.
All right, there we go.
Okay,
this is crazy.
Oh, she has a question. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Yep.
And so my mom has been seeing this guy. He's about 20 years older than she is. And you'd think he'd be more mature, but they, like, go in their room, and they go in there and smoke pot, and I don't feel okay with that going on in my house. So I was wondering if you could help me out to figure out what I should tell her to stop and stuff.
She may not stop.
I know, but I just don't think it's right going on in the house. I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, have you told her that?
I don't know how to.
Tell her. Sit her down, alone, away from that guy, and tell her.
Okay.
All right.
I bet.
Tell her it bothers you. Your parents will listen to you.
I hope.
Okay.
But what else are you going to do? You want to call the cops? You want to bust them? I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess
she's living her life. She's an adult. You can certainly tell her how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And try to stay with those feelings and try not to be.
Yeah, because it just seems really hypocritical to me how she's always...
No, that's not going to go over good. What you're going to have to say is, hey, this is how I feel when I see you hurting yourself like that, and I feel violated, and I don't like my home being dealt with like that. Just your feelings about it.
Okay.
Not a lot of you messages. You're this, you're that, you're hypocritical. Just here's how I feel when this goes on in the house.
What you should do is sneak in the room when they're not there, steal the pot, sell it at school, make a little profit.
As we said earlier, it's always bad when kids are parentalized.
Yeah, good plan, guys.
Thank you. Bye, Brittany.
Okay, bye, thanks.
Good luck. Go to some Alateen meetings, too. That would help you.
Alateen, she's never heard of it. Lyric, 17, you're on Loveline.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I wrote the new album.
Thank you.
I have it, but...
How do you have it? It's not out yet.
My friend works at a radio station.
Interesting.
I saw you guys at the fan club show.
Oh, cool. Thanks for coming.
Were your parents hippies?
No.
What did they get a name like Lyric?
Out of a book.
It's mellifluous, Dr. Jer.
And they aren't hippies?
No.
All right.
So I actually have a problem more than a question.
Yeah.
My best friend's a lesbian.
Your best friend.
My best friend. And my boyfriend has always turned around, oh, why can't you be like her, you know?
What?
What?
He gets off on it, I guess, and...
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 17, too.
17 going on 3.
Think about the huevos on these guys.
Yeah.
Why can't you be a lesbian?
Yeah.
You're really a disappointment to me.
Well, recently, like, I've always picked up on, like, vibes between them two.
Uh-oh.
That they've been kind of flirting.
Wait,
and
how could there be vibes if she's...
She's
we'll see. Oh, hold on. And so recently we all kind of fooled around.
The three together.
Yeah. And afterwards she admitted that she thinks she's bisexual instead of lesbian, mm-hmm. and which I can understand because...
Your boyfriend's good, that's why.
And...
Hey.
You guys wanted to bet. This could be the call.
And so...
Larry, can you hold on one sec?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have time to do it right now? Or
no, we got to go to break.
Christ. All right, Lyric, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to you. We're going to gamble in here. Get out your wallet, you guys. We're going to find out what's going on with her dad, you would say, or her mom.
Play some dominoes.
I don't know.
I'm playing bones and then yelling dominoes. All right, we'll find out what's going on with her.
Think of your bet and do it quick.
All right, here we go. We'll be back. More Loveline after this.
Not yet.
I know, but they're going to fade out before that comes in. Come on.
No,
it's looped over.
No, they're not, baby. Here they go. We're going to bring it on.
John's a good drummer from System. John is a good drummer. What's up, John? It's Stryker. And Dr. Drew at Loveline. Adam Kroll will be back tomorrow. He's been in New Orleans. Phantom Planet is here. We just have about 15 minutes left. Thank you guys for being here.
15 minutes.
Hi.
That's it. We're going to give the dates where you're going to be before you go. So if you guys are wondering where they're going to be, we will tell you. We were speaking to Lyric, who has a boyfriend. Her best friend, though, a girl, is a lesbian. The boyfriend is now having feelings.
No. The boyfriend talked them into a threesome.
Right.
Now their girlfriend thinks maybe she's not lesbian, but now Lyric thinks she is lesbian.
Right?
Oh, I missed that part, really?
Yeah, I missed that part, too.
Well,
I think you're making this up.
Check it out.
Okay. Now, we're going
to
do a...
Talk to Lyric.
We're going to do a little gambling here. We're
let's clarify the story.
Okay.
Lyric? Lyric?
Yeah?
Is that the story?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm a lesbian.
Didn't you say you were developing feelings for your girlfriend?
No, she's developing feelings for my boyfriend, and I think he's developing feelings for her.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too, Drew.
Did you have a threesome?
No, we just fooled around. We didn't have a complete threesome.
You were experimenting.
Did all three tongues touch at once?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
Well, it might sort of change my...
Yeah, I don't think we can gamble on her now.
Give me my dollar back.
Wait, you guys forfeit, then I win all the money. Game over.
So what's your question then, Lyric?
I don't really know what to do with this situation. I've talked to both of them, but they both denied it. But I can still really tell that they have some type of feelings for each other. Because whenever we're all together, they flirt and basically ignore me.
Well, that happens.
And there's an example of why not to have a threesome when in a relationship right there.
That's true. That feelings come up that you don't expect, and wow, there it is. Now, they may be containing those feelings, right?
Or maybe right now while we're talking, they're doing you know what?
I hope not.
Math. Come on, man.
Homework. That's what he's trying to say.
He's drilling her in social studies.
What does he want from us? What's the question?
The question?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if I should confront them both at the same time and...
No, because I wouldn't do that, but I would...
Talk to the boyfriend.
Talk to both of them, and really the important thing is to clarify with your boyfriend what is going on in this relationship that you're having with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to continue? Is he committed to it? Is this time to break up?
Right.
But how lucky is this guy?
And let him know how his sort of carrying on has made you feel. Now... You've sort of created this situation for yourself by letting it go this far. This is a situation where boundaries are not being maintained or respected.
Right.
And when that happens, S goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going down. All right, Lyric?
Yeah.
We're going to try to grab a couple more calls here.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
17, were you guys getting involved in threesomes?
Mm,
if you say yes, I'll kill you. But
yes.
No.
Actually, at 15, I experimented.
Yeah, shut up.
And okay, I know. That's where we're going.
He's not kidding.
Kiana.
No,
Kiana?
Hello?
Hi.
No, it's Kiana.
You're 19. Welcome to Love Line.
I'm a surfer.
Yeah, I saw you guys playing Bakersfield a couple years ago at the gate with this band called the Lebex.
Oh, yeah. In the basement? No.
No, it's at the gate. It's like a converted church.
Right, I remember.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's where you learn how to break dance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a question?
I was wondering, like, lately, I have this big obsession with going to the strip club in town, but I don't feel like I'm a lesbian, but, like, that's all I ever want to do is, like, go there. I don't even know what my own problem is.
Kiana, do you get the table dances?
No, I get lap dances.
That's what I mean. And you're spending a lot of money?
Lesbian. Have you had a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah, I've had lots of boyfriends, but...
Do the girls hit on you that are doing your dances?
Not really. I mean, it doesn't seem to go, like, any farther than what they need to do. Because, you know, they're supposed to, like, turn you on or whatever, but...
They're supposed to.
It's weird because I feel like, I don't know, I like going there and stuff, but it doesn't really turn me on.
Why do you go?
You're a lesbian. Like
true, please.
But what does it do for you then?
It's fun. It's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Do they touch you at all when they're dancing?
Are you trying not to do drugs or something?
I don't want to do drugs now.
Right, you're trying not to do drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's all that about? Are you in recovery or are you just trying not to do drugs?
I've never done any drugs.
You've never done any drugs?
Never.
Oh, well,
I want to know more about you going to the strip club and why aren't the girls hitting on you outside of the club?
Is she going by herself? Are you going by yourself?
Well, usually I try and take a guy friend along, but I've gone by myself a couple times.
How often do you end up going?
7 days a week.
Well, no, usually a couple days a week.
That's got to be expensive, isn't it?
Well, like, there's one night that I get in free on, so...
Kayla, I just get... Well, now, tell me more about your drug history. You've never done any drugs?
Never.
And has anybody... Is there addiction in your family?
Yeah. My parents are both alcoholics. I'm not really sure if they've used drugs. I mean, I'm sure they've experienced...
Do you drink?
No, not really. I mean, occasionally.
Have you ever had a problem with alcohol or some momentum with alcohol?
Like, a couple of months ago, there was a week where I drunk pretty heavily because I was, like, really depressed, but...
See, to me, this is just sort of typical addict behavior. This is what addicts do when they try to manage feelings. They go into these very highly arousing or thrilling situations or take drugs that activate that same part of the brain as a way of trying to deal. And it may not even be something that's particularly enjoyable, but if you're depressed or you're anxious or you have unpleasant issues you're coping with, you may compulsively do things like steal or drive fast or go to strip bars or act out sexually.
Instead of doing the drugs or drinking yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all part of the same thing. Mm. And it sounds like that's what you're doing. People, basically what people are looking for is kind of altering. They just want to go into sort of a transcendent state, almost like a trance state, to sort of get relief, just to get out of that. And you're not even experiencing the arousal out of this, but you still get that sort of transcendence, right?
Yeah.
That sort of altered. That sort
it's
of,
like an escape.
Like a daydream kind of thing. And escape is the word that we usually most addicts talk about.
What do you think that she needs to do, Drew, to maybe... I mean, do you think you're addicted to going to the strip club?
I'm not saying that. It's just that she's set up for this. She's not there yet. And it's a sign to me that you've got some very heavy feelings you're trying to manage, and you need to go do that in a more productive way.
It's all coming from the same place.
Comes from the same place. You need to go get a therapist or, you know, as Adam would say, find Jesus Christ. Do something more productive with your life right now that really gets you managing these things.
Okay? You're a lesbian.
Go see a psychiatrist, see a therapist, see a clergy. Seriously, I mean, some people will find a meaning in with their religious community. All right,
Kiana.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey,
Lebec's rock.
But you're not going to get anywhere getting lap dances. You're just going to keep sitting in there getting weirder and weirder kinds of lap dances.
I'll get somewhere.
Are you in the
Lebec's? No, she's gone.
Okay.
All right, let's take one more quick one here. Amber.
Uh-huh.
What's up? You're 14. Ask away real quick.
Okay. I have like this boyfriend who wants me to give him head, but I'm not willing to do it.
How old is he?
He's also 14.
You don't need to do it. You're only 14. Wait it out a little bit.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. If he's getting it at 14, F him. Literally. not literally.
But don't. But then again, don't.
I know you're now.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. And good. It's nice that you're considering it. Don't do it.
I know, but it's just weird, though, you know?
It'd be weird to do it?
Yeah.
Yes, it would be. It'd be awful.
It kind of tastes like swordfish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
I wouldn't know.
All right.
Thank you, Amber.
Wait. I have one more question.
Yeah.
And there's like this guy who always comes after me, and he's like a stalker. And he always comes after me, and it's like, just leave me alone, you know?
But how old is he, the stalker?
He's actually 15.
Well, I would, you know.
Older man.
Tell people at school, tell authority, tell teacher. Take it seriously. I mean, stalking is not an okay behavior.
You
never know where it's going.
Go get a lap dance. Uh-huh. You'll be fine. We're taking a quick break. More Loveline after this. Yeah, we're back. It's Loveline. Stryker here. And about to wrap up with the guys that hung out here, Phantom Planet. Thank you for
being
here.
Thank you so much.
We had so much fun. This is like a dream of ours, I think.
Man, I'm glad I was part of it. Super quick, February 26th over at USC, and then Aaron Records that night at 7:30. Yeah. Go see him at Aaron Records on the 27th, playing UCLA during the day, and then Fingerprints at night out in Long Beach. 28th of February, Rhino Records, 5 p.m.
And all this is available on our website.
PhantomPlanet.com. PhantomPlanetFamily.com as well.
What is it?
We have two websites.
We have two websites.
Okay. Well, you guys got them. All right. So for Dr. Drew.
Awesome.
Thank you.
By the way, thanks for having me in the last
great
couple
to have
nights.
You.
I felt a little below average in my head today, so I seemed a little slow. Yeah. I'm not feeling that.
You were good, man.
Terrific.
You were great.
Shouldn't have said anything. We never would have known.
You were great, honey.
So I want the Giant Stinky, or you can go to the Super Bowl. Both great prizes, of course. Thank you.
Stryker.
Adam Carolla and Drew will be here tomorrow. So for Drew, I'm Stryker saying adios, muchachos.
I wave my magic wand. Pow, you're gay. Thank you, Jason. What?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.